This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Clark Kellogg, as Jeff just said, joining us at 11 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Zach Meisel will talk Guardians with us from The Athletic at 12:40. And our buddy Daryl Ryder joins us at noon. I'm Jeff Phelps. My pal over there is Andy Baskin. We're talking opening day in Major League Baseball. Except for those Korean games. So those happened with the Dodgers and the Padres, but nobody. Anyhow, opening day today for most of Major League Baseball. I don't know how you open the season, then go play more spring training games, but hey, that's another story.
Do yourself a favor. If you're the office or maybe if you're in your car, give a phone call. Ask who the Guardians, ask them when the Guardian season opens, and then ask them who they're playing opening day. I wonder how many people will get it right.
It's just opening day is a celebration, and it's just going to be weird this year. You know, it's 10 games in for us, road games, odd.
Home opening. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, odd locations, odd times, 10 games, and then an eclipse. You know, so.
And the women's Final Four. Let's
and it's just going to be weird. Bill's in Parma, and Bill is one of the diehard baseball fans who call us here at the station. And, Bill, we appreciate that.
Hey, Jeff, I appreciate it. I'm hoping that the Guardians have a season much like they usually have. I think one of the things I don't like about some of the things that have happened is I've had a couple of friends of mine that have coached in the minor leagues. And these guys that have coached and managed in the minor leagues for years, and I mean years, they really like it when they get some young guy who's never managed before to bypass him and go in at the top level and be the manager without any experience. As a matter of fact, that's a slap in the face to all the guys in the Guardian organization that have toiled on those buses for hours and hours. And it's not Stephen Vogt's fault. He seems like a nice guy. It's the organization's fault. And the fault is they wanted a yes man.
And that now, that's an assumption, Bill, on your part, right?
Well, it's certainly not his record.
Well, since he doesn't have one, you're right.
Yeah. So I think and shame on them. Shame on them. Because they need to have somebody who will challenge these guys. And to give an example, you're going to have to help me here. The Guardian player I'm most interested in is the one they don't have this year. And the one they traded away when he was about 17. And Baseball America says he is the best prospect for power that's come around in a long time. And that's Junior Campaneri or something like that. That's with Tampa Bay.
I forget who they traded. I remember that they traded him away.
Yeah.
Hey, you, Bill, you know what bothers me? Every time I see the Colorado Rockies, I see they show a picture of Nolan Jones. And the other day I headlined Rocky's best player out for opening day. And I scratch my head and I think, boy, Juan Brito better be good.
Right. And you know, this junior, I'll call him Junior C, that they trade away when he was 17. He's 20 now. He's 20. And he is the only prospect at AAA in the minors that was rated by Baseball America as a power. And an 80 is the top grade for power. He got an 80.
Caminero?
Yeah.
Junior Caminero?
Yeah. And they don't give that out ever. And they're saying that he has the potential, even at the age of 20, and they think he's going to be up there real quick before he's 21, and if he's not 21 already, he'll have at least 30 home runs his first year. So this is a team, and God bless them. They know how to do pitchers. I'm not going to say that. I mean, I'm not going to be totally negative, but they don't get it. They don't get it on how to find power players.
Well, and develop them, Bill, apparently.
Right, and this Caminero is a once-in-a-generation power person.
31 homers last year on two minor league teams.
The one thing I'm a little interested in, and Bill, tell me your thoughts on this one.
Sure.
You had Oscar Gonzalez.
Okay.
Yep. You had Will Benson. You had Nolan Jones.
Yep.
You've got Jonathan Rodriguez and John Kenzie Noel. Do those guys get a look, or do they get the same treatment that these other guys had?
You know, Jeff, I've agreed with you 100%. You know, some of these guys don't. Some it take longer to find where they're at.
Sure.
And we've seen it over and over again. And listen, the Cardinals are they're pros at that as well. They give away the guys that end up hitting 30 the next year. But I shake my head because this Caminero is going to be a superstar. That's my impression. And the Guardians just cannot make that mistake. And obviously, he was able to show that type of talent that those guys, anytime there's two teams that start drooling over your talent, and that's Tampa Bay and Atlanta, you gotta not trade with them.
Bill, thank you very much for the phone call. Enjoy opening day. That's all. And Bill brings up something that gets me all the time, which is the lack of development of power guys in this organization. Maybe that changes. We'll see. But I do have concerns. You've got two guys now, Andy, who kind of fit the mold of a couple of the guys that you did have to some extent in Jonathan Rodriguez and John Kenzie Noel. I wonder if they get a chance to develop here, or if they end up getting moved to another organization and then develop there.
They seem more apt to let guys go lately. Yeah. You're right. I don't see it. I don't have a huge. Do you have a big problem with them starting on the road for a lot? I mean, we know there's construction going on.
So that's
part of the deal.
I've always been
an advocate of, you know what? I don't care if they spend the first 14 days on the road because we know the weather's not going to turn here until 2 weeks into the season.
And then when you start the season
in late March, you're asking for it even more.
Well, I get that. I do think it diminishes the impact of, you know, a buzz to start the season.
Well, not if they come home, you know, say they win 8 games on the road to start the season.
I know. I still think it's great to be able to open the season at home, except I also don't think you should be opening the baseball season in March.
I don't disagree with that at all.
So
I think baseball season should start down south no matter what, or in domes.
Or in
first
April,
2 weeks.
April 5th.
Or 15th.
Why? Because you play scheduled doubleheaders that make the schedule easier all the way around.
I mean, should the baseball season start before taxes are due?
Yeah, it should.
It should?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with spring training.
You
got to
make sure you
can
get your tickets.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you think the thought I threw out about the Francona factor is there anything to that? I honestly think folks had a lot of
Tito, we trust that you thought he
was going to get the most out of this team, and that, okay, well, Tito will make this work. And that's not here now. And the additions to the team that might get you all jazzed up aren't here right now. And I'm sorry. The idea of moving on from Miles Straw, at least for now, okay. How they come out and say he's going to play a major role when they felt that they needed to send him down at the beginning of the season, I'm not sure. And how Tyler Freeman out there, and maybe Tyler becomes great. Boy, that's – if it were Florial, who was looking at most of the playing time in center field, I might get it because you want to give that bat a look. Let's see how it plays out. You know, we don't know yet.
But. Jeff, I don't know that I understand what you're saying about Francona. I don't know that I've ever once, no matter what team, have thought about buying a ticket to a game because of a manager or a head coach.
No, but it's not buying a ticket. It's just, well, let's be frank. How much we talked about the stadium and the idea of the Browns building a new stadium.
Right.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And we talked about it the day before.
And we'll talk about it later with
Daryl.
And
phones went nuts and fans wanted to talk about it and they were all jazzed up.
Sure.
I've used the word jazzed up. I've used that phrase a couple of times.
Yeah, you're hung up on yourself.
I don't know.
Let it go.
I will. We've been talking Guardians, you know, for a good couple of weeks, trying to get things moving and spring training and getting everything. Very little interaction from folks. Now that's, you know, maybe that's on us. But it's usually an indication of how interested people are in something. Because, man, we talk about – you want to talk about Browns quarterbacks? Boom. You get people calling all the time.
Right.
You want to talk about stadium? Boom. We talk Cavs.
Yeah.
People call all the time.
Right.
We talk Guardians.
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much. And I think that's a shame, if you want to know the truth.
No, I agree.
And I think the organization – you know how highly I think of the organization, but I just, going into this season, there's a product that's being pushed that I don't think is very intriguing to a lot of people. That can change. But, you know, you said something when we started the show. You're right on the money. When the big storyline is, when's your best pitcher going to get traded?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's not good.
It's not. Not at all. It's not that I don't believe in this team. I want to have fun and I want to enjoy it. And I think that they're in a position to be competitive, knowing that you just barely have to be over 500 to get to the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win a wild card spot. I do think if they're going to contend, they've got to win the AL Central. But I don't know how many wins it's going to have to win the AL Central. If the pitching staff holds up, and I don't know how it can if you're going to trade Bieber at some point. How can you expect the pitching staff to hold up? It is super interesting to look at, of the five starters in the projected starting rotation, we're like the only team in the American League that all five starters actually started with our own organization. If you go in and look, all five have, you know, even Carlos, who left, came back, started with our organization, right? Didn't we start? Did Carlos start?
No, we got it from the Phillies.
You're right. So four out of five. I forgot about that. Yeah. So four out of the five. Still, that's still pretty tough, right? Still pretty tough to have four out of your five starters. Well, especially when you look around the rest of the American League. So
that's pretty good.
I mean, they've done a really nice job with that. Now they've got to come back and even it out with some hitting.
We'll be talking more Guardians because it's opening day. Zach Meisel from the Athletics going to join us at 12:40. It's also Sweet 16 time in the NCAAs. Eight teams playing tonight. Clark Kellogg will be busy, but he's taking time to be with us right here on Baskin and Phelps. Next, the Pride of St. Joe's. Clark Kellogg on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.